366 days ago, Zordon called forth three bronies with attitude. But they never answered, so he called the Rowdy Rough Bronies instead. Introducing the Rowdy Rough Bronies.
I can't, that was awesome. That was a fucking awesome intro, I gotta say.
That was probably the worst intro I've ever heard in my entire life.
It fucking just flipped the table and everything. Oh, God. What do you think? How was that?
I agree with Mackie. He has an 8-bit tie.
Very nice. Very nice.
But, yeah, that's right. We're going to come back after a long time. And we got 8-bit Mickey with us.
Very nice. I don't know how they got me.
Kidnapped
you. They wouldn't stop bugging me.
We actually used his tie to tie him down.
I kept putting candy.
It was a lot like Elmer Fudd trying to capture Bugs Bunny. We used his tie instead of a carrot, and he went underneath the box right there, and we got him actually pretty easily. I was kind of surprised.
It was pretty cool.
They've been feeding me nothing but Cheez-Its and Mountain Dew for the past week. What the fuck?
He's all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
I hate you, Dallas.
I love that movie.
Anyways, just for if in case anyone's ever listening to this, I don't know why you would. I'm Jay Hoof.
See, that's your problem right there. You need to have confidence in your podcast, though it's a piece of shit. Which, don't get me wrong, it is a piece of shit.
Oh, it is. I'm proud
but
of
you. But you got to be like,
That is my dump. I'm not gonna flush it. You just look at it.
You need to put the gold glitter on it and be like, this shit is sprinkles? My shit. I'm proud of that.
That was a project of his. Smell my shit. In high school, it was a project of his. He came to school with a turd with glitter on it.
Yeah.
And the teacher's like, well, I mean, you're proud of it.
You passed. So I sprinkled glitter.
So let's try that again. Do your introduction one more time. This time, be more proud of yourself. Come on, man. Confidence.
I don't have confidence. The GCC took that away from me. I'm not joking. Those guys destroy me every Sunday night.
Hey, guys. It's good to see y'all back here. Well, we can't see
you,
but... Aren't you
going to say who you are? But it might get you confused with my lovely voice.
We are the Rowdy Rough Bronies. I'm Lone Star.
I'm Pizza Dash.
I already said me, and they already know 8-Bit Mickey.
Yeah, I'm 8-Bit Mickey.
His angelic voice.
You might know me from such things like the internet and other stuff. Even though I haven't really made a video in about 2 years, for some God knows what reason, people still follow me on Twitter. What the fuck, people?
I think that's a good sign.
I don't know.
That you might end up crazy stalkers like
I honestly think that it's because of your glorious goatee.
Yeah, I shaved it off a
for
week
those
ago.
Who can't see, he has a
goatee.
Well,
it's come back with a vengeance. It's kind of like Expendables 2.
Looks like Tony Stark's thing going on here, so...
Whatever.
Let's he could this. Be the next Tony Stark.
Oh, my God.
Anyways, lovely assistant, what's on the agenda for today on your lovely little iPhone?
Well, first we're going to do our introduction, which I suppose we've already done.
Right.
And then we're going to discuss the wonderful event coming up known as A-Fest.
Very nice.
I don't consider that wonderful at all.
It's wonderful because people's favorite podcast, Pony People, will be there.
It's going to be awesome.
That's
it was awesome
lie.
Last year. So,
well, the venue was much bigger.
If you say a lie enough, people will start to believe it.
Yeah, trust me. I know that. I lie to myself every day.
True.
It's okay, buddy. It's okay.
People are laughing with you.
But basically, there's going to be 8 brony panels from what they've sent to me.
8?
We're 5 out of that 8.
Good God. That's some power right there. Last year, we only had 1, didn't we?
And we filled up the room and tricked a bunch of Bleach cosplayers to coming in.
That was hilarious.
And then they ran away.
I hope they
Someone,
do it again.
If I stopped by a pizza I used to work at, and one girl that's a Homestock fan was like, hey, guess what? A-Fest got 2 Homestock panels. I was like,
My Little Pony got 8.
We got 8.
Homestock.
Oh, gosh. I didn't even looked into that, but...
I guess I need to go to A-Fest then, so...
You should come down and visit. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, I usually go. I usually get my press pass. It's here in Dallas, right?
Yeah, it's at the Sheridan, where
is
A-Con was.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It's first year.
Oh, man.
Yeah, A-Con
switched. A-Con's moving to a new hotel
this
year.
I knew that. A-Con kind of fucks things up. Because
it's much
hotel.
Bigger.
Oh, yeah.
Bigger.
That's what they're good at. I like to think
stronger.
That's their cutie mark.
So cool, man. A-Fest. I definitely gotta go to it now.
Do we know what our panels were?
Labor Day weekend, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
So August 31st through September 3rd.
Then I have to go to Brony Fanfare after that.
You'll have fun.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you will.
I don't like Austin.
You'll like
it's
it.
It's mean.
It's awesome.
Austin is pretty bad.
I had a friend named Austin as a kid, so Dallas
no
and
one,
Austin.
No one cares about you, Dallas. Anyways, so...
Oh, boy.
Don't bring Ryan Scott into this. I've brought him up enough to you. And if anyone's wondering, that's from the Comedy Bun, which 8-Bit Mickey needs to listen to it because he will laugh his ass off.
I almost had a wreck listening to that podcast.
He honestly did. Of course, Dallas will laugh at anything.
Yeah.
But, Yeah, we'll be doing live fanfiction reading, so everyone look forward to the installment of...
Oh, no.
I should start writing that at some
point. Ponies in Spain!
I have a feeling that there's going to be a Bane-like character in it.
Why would there be a Bane-like character? Well, just because it's so much fun.
Just like the mother electric.
But we'll be doing live fan fiction reading. We'll have a couple of panels about the Brony fandom, obviously. And we're going to have... They did say approve the variety thing.
The variety show?
Yeah.
So we will
No, you should do a panel called Brony Etiquette.
That is a great idea. Because
there's a Tumblr out there called Brony Etiquette. That essentially, it's like, hey, you're a brony. It doesn't mean you have to be a dick to people.
Mm-hmm.
So you should do a Brony Etiquette panel. I'm pretty sure a lot of people
could probably change look at Brony fandom into that.
Probably.
Because, mm-hmm. I mean, you have a couple Brony fandom panels. Change like one to Brony Etiquette. I'll come by and help out with that one if you want. That'd be
I'd
fun.
Be more than happy to have your 8-bit tie there.
Awesome. Very awesome. Cool.
I'm sorry. It's just the tie with the mic. It's awesome. No. Ow. It hit me in the eye, everyone. I'm okay.
Yeah, wear it if you want. Go ahead. Knock yourself out.
Oh my god.
Somehow he's still leveled up.
Oh my god.
Shut the fuck up.
It's an 8-bit tie.
Never. But
we're excited. Got our live show that's going to be
We're another
17 up.
Yeah.
Oh god.
Have that one.
2 hours.
We're doing a that variety show. It's called Who's Line Is It Anyway?
I feel so powerful.
It'll be wonderful. I like it because it's covering up part of Rarity.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all over. What? Yeah. What about Rarity?
Nothing.
Sorry, it's been established. I only pay attention when Rarity is involved.
Apparently, right.
That's cool.
That's why I should ask for.
Okay. Yeah. Let's go on to whatever our topics are.
Well, I would like in case people that didn't know you were a Brony, because apparently not a lot of people know that.
I'm not really shy about it, though. Yeah. I mean, it's not like I secretly post tweets about it.
Secretly tweet ponies.
I discreetly post pony pictures on my Tumblr. Oh, I'm so secretive about it.
But who is Best Pony?
Going into Best Pony, really break it down to what we, you know, verifying as Best Pony. Are we looking at just the main six specifically, or are we looking at the entire fandom in general?
Entire fandom.
Does Discord count as a pony? Because technically he is.
Well, basically anything can be a pony. Winona can be Best Pony. We heard Tank, Gummy.
Okay.
Well, Tank's a tortoise.
The best way to explain the question, what he's asking, is the way I do it. Who's your favorite main six? Who's your favorite background? And then do you have any alternates?
See, that's good. I like that one. He's good at that.
You're giving him an inflated head.
It's cool.
He won't be able to fit
that. All right, okay, let's see. Main six. Number one, I'm going to go in order here.
All right.
Number one's Pinkie Pie.
High five.
Right there.
God damn, that
was
awesome.
If you disagree, you're entitled to your own opinion, but you're wrong.
You're wrong.
So, I mean, just go ahead and hold on to that.
Just keep
hold on to that lie.
Put it in your little
box. And maybe
it'll
come true. It won't. It won't come true because it's not true. But you can hold on to whatever pony you think is best. Second, I'm a big fan of Twilight.
Okay.
Second, I mean, Twilight's a really relatable character. I enjoy the book warmish state, things like that. It's fun. Rarity is either going to be it's kind of tied up there with Twilight.
Yeah.
Great character development right there.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. I liked it.
Well, except for Sweet Elite.
Oh, God.
That one was not the best character.
It was fun, though. It was
a fun
episode.
Fun.
Yeah, just have fun with it. That's the thing. People take it too seriously.
What croquet mallet?
What are we going on? Who else is there? Fluttershy, honestly, she's been killed for me by the fandom.
Because
everyone's like, wait, this is what pisses me most off about the whole Fluttershy fandom.
Yeah.
Oh, she's so shy and innocent. She's like the perfect girlfriend. What the fuck kind of girl do you want? The most submissive, non-opinionated, just bland
if
piece
she's
of girl?
A
Japanese
awesome.
Woman is what they want.
See, that's just wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong if you think then you should feel bad.
He even pointed at the mic for that. That's when you know it's serious. You get pointed at. Through sound waves.
And honestly, she, in my opinion, she's the least developed of all the characters.
She kind of is.
She has basically the same kind of development several times.
No, it's either shy or assertive. That's it. Shy, timid, and then loud and assertive.
I love the whole joke in there, too, with Apple Dash. Applejack and Rainbow Dash, how they trade elements throughout the time.
Yeah.
So those are always fun, too. That's why the element of courage and honesty.
Yeah.
Friendship is witchcraft.
All right, so that's that. Background pony, you gotta love Lyra.
Lyra? Oh, okay, yeah. Cool.
Especially Fandom Lyra.
Fandom Lyra is so fun.
Sitting Lyra.
Like, you really gotta love how the fans really latched onto that character. Yep. It's like, my friend John, he's up in Washington. He's he's part of Brony Tunes. He's an animator up there. Yeah. He loves Lyra, and this is his reasoning why. So, John, why do you like Lyra? She's a pony that wants to be human.
That's the god.
And another reason why I love her is because, have you seen those four free posters from Walmart?
Oh, yeah.
Lyra is one of the ones that's just bursting out in front.
Jumping.
All the characters.
Yep. It's me. Look at me, humans.
She's amazing. Not only that, Kevin Sano's picture that he drew of her where there's like this pyramid, there's a hole. She's like, this hole was meant for me. It's in
oh
the shape
god.
Of a human.
Oh, wait, have you seen that actual where that's inspired from, though?
No, I have not.
That's from a horror manga. Oh my god, I'm blanking on the name. But he's a famous horror manga.
Yeah.
It's called The Hole. And what happens is humans find this hole, like these human-shaped holes. And one guy's like, this hole is meant for me. This is my hole. And what ends up doing is he gets naked, and he gets into the hole, and he just slides into the hole.
Oh,
and people are like, where'd he go? And so, like, people are all going into their holes, and, like, the main character's having this big sentimental argument. Like, what's going to happen? Finally, he goes into it. Well, it goes, like, 6 months later. They find out where the holes lead out to on the other side. It's these craggly squiggles things. And, like, you see this mutated human sliding through.
Oh, that's gross.
So it's from a horror manga. Huh.
So don't go in the hole, people. Do not go in the hole.
If that hole is meant for you, it's meant for evil.
He's the same guy who did, it's called, it's like, the English is The Spirals. Uzaki is the manga series. And it's about a town that's obsessed with spirals. So if you look up Uzaki, that's the manga artist who did it. He's the horror manga expert. So, fun times.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm an encyclopedia of knowledge. I told you this earlier.
Yes.
Very nice.
He is. If you want to know something, go to 8-Bit Mickey.
Yeah.
Don't even go to Wikipedia.
No.
I read
Wikipedia. He is
Mickeypedia.
Mickeypedia.
Oh, my
there
God.
8-Bit Mickeypedia.
I like that.
We're making Wikipedia now. I'm sorry, Mickeypedia.
Do it.
Do you have any others?
You're welcome.
Background favorites?
Derpy. I mean we
Derpy's
go,
fun.
We can go through all the famous
but
ones, but
Derpy
you know.
Was killed.
Okay, no, here's
that.
my argument with Derpy, and now I'm getting into this argument here. I'm getting my
don't worry, I love Derpy
too.
Stage. So
Derpy. Right. I loved her. She was great. I only liked her as just a fun little Easter egg, though.
Yeah.
I love the fact that the animators would kind of have a Derpy's in there.
Okay, like where's Waldo?
I would have fun every episode looking for Derpy.
Mm-hmm.
And Sweet and Elite, how she's in one of the heads down there, and like the Brady Bunch thing, how she has her tongue stuck to the like the isn't it like in the Christmas special?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean she's like just.
It's kind of like what Eiichiro Oda does with One Piece and Panda Man.
Oh,
God. Just draw Panda Man in the most random spot and you'll find him. It's
so
cool
that
Easter
was
egg.
What's fun. And then they gave it a voice. And that to me kind of. I don't like it when they acknowledge the fandom too much. When they start to make things canon is when they go too far. Because you can't make a fandom. You can't make canon, you know, fandom canon.
Yeah.
Canon. Because. It's taking away creativity from the show artists. It's giving the fans the creative control, which is not a bad thing to have influence.
But too much of a good thing
but
is a bad
thing. Too much of a good thing is definitely a bad thing. So
it can spoil it.
So and that's what happened was someone threw a shit fit. Oh my god, we gotta get rid of Derpy now. We gotta get rid of Derpy, and then the brony community
rose
ejaculated
up and
on itself and exploded. And that was when I was like, oh, I'm gonna stay quiet from the brony community for a little bit until it cooled down. And then it cooled down and now it's starting to pick paces back up.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
see, I was all up in that mess too, and it wasn't pretty.
Also, real quick, I just want to say, once you start giving the fans that fan in control of canon,
they want more.
They start to feel entitled.
You give someone an inch, they'll want a mile.
Definitely, a lot of the bronies start to feel entitled. Like this is our character.
Yeah,
you can't take her away from us. Mm-hmm. And it's like, fuck you. This is my show.
Yeah,
so
I'll do what I want.
I don't know. Anything else? Let's go on. Sparkling debates.
That's about it. That was pretty
good.
Best
pet.
Yeah.
A tank.
Best cutie mark, Crusader.
Okay.
Don't try to influence him, guys.
Okay, Scootaloo really went up there when I heard the whole the Lauren
Faust
thing. Where she originally wanted Scootaloo to be a handicapped character who couldn't fly. If they had kept that, I would have loved that.
Right.
That would have been great. She would have been a great character. Otherwise, she just seems not up there. I mean, I really don't have a Cutie Mark Crusader who's my favorite. Sweetie Belle is really fun.
Yeah.
A Sweepy Belle. That whole, like, the whole Sweepy Belle thing. And the come on!
The
how Sweepy Belle's like, now you kiss. You know, the whole
don't
shipping.
Forget Sweetie Bot.
Sweetie Bot, yes. Oh, when Shippers Witchcraft, yeah, I love Sweetie Bot. Apple Bloom is great, too. Like, I think the Cutie Mark Crusaders as individuals, I'm not a huge fan of. But when they're together, I enjoy it. I enjoy them as one entity.
See, so, like us. That's awesome. I like that. Very well thought out. I haven't heard that yet, so.
That's just, you know, I kind of keep my opinions.
I like to collect opinions and keep them up in here.
There's not much in there.
There's a lot of room. Opinions.
But basically, in case you're wondering, we consider him the Scootaloo, the chicken.
Scootaloo, okay.
And the Apple Bloom, because he hides his Texan accent.
Yeah, I really hide my accent.
Why?
Because in the Army, they taught me how to speak on the radio. And when you're like, well, we got a Bravo 249.
When you do TV camera work, you have to have a non-regional dialect.
Yeah, you have to be.
Because it makes people comfortable.
You have to be normal. You can't be like this, because if you are,
you'll
get
yelled at. Oh, shit, he's Texan. He's got a gun.
Oh, my God. You know, and it just don't
work. He's a hick.
Especially when I start slurring my words together, people can understand what I'm saying. Almost like that.
Say Dilly Whopper real quick.
And so you're the Sweetie Belle.
Dilly Whopper.
Why are you the Sweetie Belle?
Yeah.
I can't sing. It's pretty much.
Sing for me.
It sounds like you just, like, squeaked in your chair.
I pretty much did, but it was much just since they were those two.
since
and he's a Rainbow Dash fanboy.
Oh, gosh. So he is, like...
Rainbow Dash best pony.
That's what got him into the show, because originally we were into the show, and we did, whenever Equestria Daily first started, we actually did that whole... What was the name of the psychological test?
The IFSW test.
Yeah, basically where you go through over 70 questions, and they give you... different letters to find out your different character. He got Pinkie Pie. I got Celestia.
Of course.
And our friend Flanny.
You have the no character.
And our friend Flanny, he was dating. He's still bladed. Blah, 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 blah.
He's still dating her, isn't he?
Yeah, no. He's still dating. No. Oh, no? Well, at the time he was dating Jordan, she's black. He got Sakura.
So that immediately we just.
And not only that, he loves to rhyme and he loves puns.
Oh, God. Puns are don't the best. Start. Oh. The only time I've ever been able to beat this kid, we went on for like 2 days straight of just texting puns back and forth. The only time I beat him is when I went into cheese puns. Because
he's
I love
a fat
cheese.
Man and
so that's the only way I can beat him is with cheese.
Cheese puns.
Throw the cheese.
Have you ever seen Phineas and Ferb?
Yes.
You ever see the Cheese World episode? Yes. Did they just give him the job of cheese puns?
Yes.
Okay,
oh my
there
God.
We go.
And basically, we were watching an episode with our friend Lump because he's the person that got me into the show.
I was saving that.
And he took my laptop over to this corner and started doing the
secretly
little
doing the test.
He didn't let us know he was doing it. He got Rainbow Dash.
He's like, okay, this is my waifu.
Pretty much, he's got little Rainbow Dash figures in his car.
Yeah.
I have openly said job. Though, my OC is Pizza Dash, and when we were starting to originally make like a story arc. But like our three guys that we're going to do at the end of each podcast, we never got around to it. But Pizza Dash's background is that he's Rainbow Dash's cousin. Not like a boyfriend-girlfriend type thing, because I don't like her that way. I'm like some very, very, very...
You see her as
a cousin. He's
yes.
the...
I love
that,
it.
That's
I love
wrong.
It.
That's
when
wrong.
You're explaining it, because you're just like, it's like, you're like, she's a cousin, because I don't like her that way.
Don't
worry. That, shut up. Don't you
that
accuse
these
me.
Parts, that's wrong.
That's
but
wrong.
Oh, so right.
No, okay.
Keep it in your
pants. This brings me on to a quick topic. I'm going to just derail everything. Okay.
Feel free. It's a conversationalist podcast.
It's cool. Yeah. The .mov movies with Hot Diggity Demon.
Okay, yeah.
Have you ever seen a podcast with Max I can't say his last name, but Hot Diggity Demon. Have you
no.
seen
No, I've talked with one of the guys because he's on our Fallout Equestria radio project group, and he was telling me about how he was drunk and was only talking about tech decks. That's it.
Yeah. But the thing is, that guy is the test to see if you're a real podcast. That's my opinion of it, because he will derail it, and it's just like either you go with it, You go with the flow, or you get flustered and scared.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I saw him on, I think it was like Carrot Radio or something like that. What's it? You know what I'm talking about?
I've heard of Carrot Radio.
It's like Carrot Radio or something. He came on there. Okay, this kid is like, I want to say a 16-year-old kid who's doing the show. Well, he has Max on, and this is like the big leagues when you have this kid on, because he's just like, he started to give this kid like, the kid had like an existential crisis. Like, he's like,
he just ruined his whole life.
Well, he's just like seriously, how the kid was afraid to mention that he's living at home, that he's that he's a kid and things like that. He wants to do this for a living, and it's like, this is the test, man. You gotta, if you're gonna be a personality on radio, you gotta go with the flow.
Yeah.
You gotta roll with it. You gotta roll with the hits and punches, even if the guy's a dick.
Yeah.
Are you just stuck on your little high
hill? Yeah, I'm stuck in the high pedestal, and I want to be, like, close to the ground, but...
That's the first time I've heard that.
Yes, but
basically,
can we switch? You can be in
the air. On the Cavalcade podcast, MDef, he's the guy who hosts it. He'll interrupt you like that, and you guys got to keep moving with it.
Yeah.
Because if you get flustered, then...
And you get stuck to a schedule is the thing. People think it's like, okay...
This and this.
Okay, these are our podcast topics. We're going over.
We have to read in order.
Okay, so now, like every show, I want to ask you, what's your best pony?
Yeah.
And the guy's like, what's a pony? I don't know. What the fuck? I'm gonna make a company that lets you fuck a horse. Like, that's literally what Max started going to about. Can I say fuck on this podcast?
Oh, we're not safe for work. Don't worry.
Yeah, don't worry
fuck
about
shit, cunt.
Fuck
you
shit.
Can I
titty
say
bitch, nipple.
Okay, cool. I'm just.
You can even say purple tinker on here. It's okay.
Purple tinkly.
Okay, I'm just gonna say with titty sprinkles.
Titty sprinkles.
Titty
that's
sprinkles.
That's the best. Great. Or ass butt. I've
wait,
ass
is
butt
that
before.
Twilight Sparkle's porn name?
Titty sprinkles.
Yeah.
Yes, that's her name.
Okay.
Sure. If you want to go into that, if you want to talk about horses fucking on camera,
that's what I'm talking about on GCC.
I've seen it in real life.
Hell,
but
they
yes
have a segment on there, what you last jacked off to. The game, the board game, the video game.
Board game?
Yes. They keep
lost
adding on to it every single time. It became a visual.
Scarlet? Oh my god.
Fun times. But anyway, yeah, it comes down to, we'll make you gotta feel uncomfortable. You gotta get out of your comfort zone, and you gotta roll with the punches. And if you can't do that, then don't be in the industry.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a lesson to you.
For
you're
free,
welcome
too.
Professor Mickey.
Very nice. Right. Very nice.
What's next?
You
let's do this thing.
Yes,
next?
Lovely assistant. Go on.
In your high chair.
You guys had an agenda.
Oh, we never do.
Oh,
no,
we're going
like,
so smoothly.
We try.
I always make it. We never do.
I always derail it or I get pissed off.
I want to know what you guys have going on. This is your podcast. I'm
I guess now we'll just talk about BronyFest.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm going to lead into this because I am fucking shocked about this whole ordeal. Okay, we're up at this place called Anime Hideaway right now.
Basically, there's going to be a convention in Louisville, Texas.
There's going to be a My Little Pony convention. The first one
in Dallas area, but we will be
in the Dallas area.
Second or third in Texas.
Yeah, and so...
What are the other Brony cons here in Texas?
There's only
Brony
one.
Brony Fanfare... And the Houston Bronies are trying to do their own.
The way he said that. The way I wish you could have seen the way he said that. He had like such sass in his voice.
Well,
like, and the Houston Bronies.
And the Houston
can,
Bronies.
They want to do their own.
We'll explain later.
Yeah, like but, an aura feud with the Houston Bronies.
Not really. I mean,
yes,
see.
There's a feud.
There's
but
always a feud.
We are also
Houston
starting
is the armpit
of
Texas.
Come on, Texas.
The armpit of Texas. I've never heard of
it's
that.
It's hot, stinky, and humid there.
I heard El Paso was the ball sack of Texas.
There
but,
you go.
You know, we're going to be starting our con. We've
last
already got
weekend,
our
BronyFest.
Yeah, BronyFest. The last weekend of March.
I would have gone, like, with a familiar name, but with a southern twist, so, like, BronyCon Appaloosa.
I was going to say Appaloosa.
Why weren't
Con,
you here?
I wanted
see,
to do Appaloosa Con,
think,
but we
I
couldn't
think,
do it.
I think BronyCon Appaloosa would have been perfect because you got the whole Southern Texas thing going on.
But the only problem
with the familiarity of BronyCon. Someone hears BronyCon, they're like, ooh, BronyCon.
Yeah. Well, we can change it later on, I think, but we do.
We'll change it later.
We'll change that shit. Your
name
is
fuck
on
that
it,
shit.
It has a little asterisk next to it. So
we'll
we
be changing it. has a gif of me going, change it later. It is confirmed that we are having
Tara
Strong. Tara Strong is going to be coming to our convention.
Though, personally, I would really like to get Bruce Campbell to come to this convention.
That would have been better.
That would have topped
Tara, because it's Bruce Campbell. He's a god among men. I would pregnate. I would want to hold his child if I could.
Yeah, I think I'll... But well, he hasn't seen Army of Darkness.
Well, hey,
he needs to.
Take out your wallet, hand me your man card, and I'm going to tear it up
and eat it.
You don't get it anymore.
They haven't issued me one yet.
You see this?
I've still been waiting for it.
His balls haven't dropped yet. It's okay.
They will one day. As soon as
you keep telling me that, but they never do.
Yeah, hold out, man. Have hope.
But we're also going to be trying to get John Delancey.
Yes, we are trying currently. Aren't there a couple of other names?
You know, I honestly think you should go for Andrea Libman, if you can, because I do follow her on Twitter, and she does say how she does want to go to these Brony Cons.
Okay.
You just got to pay for her to go out because, well...
She's a voice actor.
She's talent.
Yeah, of course.
Why would you want to pay for your own way going to a con? No one would want
that. Yeah, unless you really, 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 really want to go to the con.
Yeah.
Furry Fiesta, which I would. Can't wait to go
to. Like I said, Andrea Libman would probably definitely come down if you paid for her now.
So.
Yeah, as I
said. Plus, people love her. She's both Pinkie Pie and Fluttershy, so there you go.
Horrible, horrible Fluttershy. But that's personal opinion. But basically, we're not going to have a dealer's room.
We're so picky.
Room.
We're horrible.
We're not going to have a dealer's room. It's all going to be artists.
Basically, yeah, artists
and really the
tables.
Only prerequisite we ask of the artists is no, not safe for work stuff, because we want this to be family oriented.
Oriented, yeah.
And we want it to be at least 3/4 pony merchandise that they'll be selling.
Yep. And all of the specs and all of the regulations and all of the stuff is going to be on our website.
What if they have the not safe for work stuff like covered with post-it notes?
No.
Because we're trying to get Hasbro to...
Yeah, and we're working on it. It's taking some time.
Oh, but one thing I didn't get a chance to mention to you before this, Mickey, is that we actually have this one ballroom down here that we're opening up on Saturday night.
Down here.
I not go with direction...
Okay, let the record show he's pointing about south.
Yep, it's north.
He's pointing south.
Anyways, it's over there,
he's
and
pointing
we already
west
have a couple of really good DJs that are willing to come up here with all their crowd. So there's going to be a huge-ass dance that night.
So a rave?
It's a rave.
Yeah,
cool.
She's going to be a pony rave.
Amanda's going to get the glow sticks soon.
We're
going
to try, I think we're going to try to do a galloping gala. We're going to... There's going to be fun and games. There's going to be panels and such.
The neckbeards be out that day.
We might have a great war.
Are you having a cosplay contest?
Yep.
Yes.
Cosplay contest.
And
this is like the worst convention advertisement I've ever heard about. And there's going to be stuff.
Yeah. Well, we're still working
on
all of our plans.
Things.
We're still not, and junk.
There's going to be junk, too.
Just tons of junk
but
everywhere.
But here's a little thing that not a lot of people know about is that we might be actually hiring girls to dress up as the different ponies serve alcohol.
I know a gaming modeling agency down here.
Yeah.
It's based down here. I know the owner. She's really friendly. Hit up Charisma Plus, too.
I've heard of that place.
She does all the gaming models around here. So you just hire the models out, and they'll dress up whatever you want.
Awesome.
Just gas supply
Dallas, no ideas.
Leave me alone.
I've seen your laptop.
That's cool. There will be a 21 and up area for later in the day that if you feel to...
The city will be serving alcohol.
Get silly.
Yeah. But pretty much we'll be coming up with more stuff.
You just follow me on Twitter?
Yeah. I was like, I keep forgetting to do
it. All of a sudden I get a thing goes, Ramen Min till 2010 followed 8-Bit Mickey. Thank you.
Thank you
for becoming...
That's so sweet of you, Bronson.
Very nice.
It only took you how many months?
Forever.
I am so offended you did not follow me on Twitter.
I can't use Twitter, please. And Tumblr is even more confusing.
He can't use Tumblr.
It's okay. It's whatever. Tumblr's, don't ever join Tumblr. God damn it, it's a horrible place.
I did, and I'm enjoying all the horrible.
It's a horrible place, but it'll steal your life away.
God, the fandoms. The fandoms!
That's where fandoms go to die.
Have you watched Gravity Falls yet?
Oh my god.
Yeah, obviously you don't follow me on Twitter either.
I haven't been on Twitter for a long ass time.
That's how I found you. I was like, isn't that pulling up 8-Bit Mickey? I'll just go to J-Host. I'm sure he is.
No, definitely. Gravity Falls is a brilliant show. It's one of the first good shows I've seen in a long time that I loved. The intro animation, I think, is what got me. Right away, I watched the intro of the show.
And the intro music.
The music and the animation. The animation is so great in that show because of the little subtle things they add in.
If you wouldn't mind me interrupting you just real quick. Like, whenever Dipper is in the opening animation, he's got the lantern and he sees the skeleton, drops it. Just that animation.
The animation
and
right there.
And then whenever Mabel's snuggling up against the pig.
Right there. The scene I always think of, I don't know why it always catches my eye, when they're walking through the mystery shack at the very beginning.
Oh, yeah.
And the little smile, like they turn to each other frowning, but Mabel has a little smile right there. Good character characterization right there off the bat, but it's a little subtle animation. They have a great animating team for that show itself.
Oh, yeah. Not only that, Sue's best character. I'm soft like a woman. I fucking love
I got a book to teach me how to DJ Robo Rides.
Robo Ride.
Have you seen the new episode?
I have not, but everyone,
it's like a party, and there's like a popular girl, Pacifica Northwest.
Oh, God.
And Seuss is the DJ. He's like, I got a book to teach me Robo Ride, and it says like DJ Robo Ride on the book. It's a great episode.
I need to buy that off iTunes as soon as I can.
It's See, I illegally watch all my shit. I don't advocate it, but I do it.
What, you illegally watch?
I illegally watch all my
shit. Me too.
There we go. If you don't,
I'm not gonna say
to
how
it,
much I've got.
Well,
but
the thing is,
see,
that
I don't download.
I'll do that for
streaming.
Certain shows, but if I do really like a show, I will go onto iTunes and buy it.
True.
Like what I did with My Little Pony. That's what I did before they started releasing like these two little DVDs. Only 10 episodes so far.
Hey, whatever. I never had a DVD. That's cool, man. There's a sing-along and a coloring sheet with this thing.
Yeah.
A sing-along?
Fucking yes.
Instead of bust that shit out.
Bonus. Sing-along, coloring sheet.
Notice. You sing-along with the coloring sheet?
That's badass.
Oh,
I've never even done that before.
Red in the space, blue
Speaking of brownie merch,
here.
I just went to Target the other...
Peek.
Target the other day, and have you guys been to Target recently?
Target?
They have new pony figurines. It's Target exclusive. I bought the...
Is there a Target pony? Because if there is, that's
no, there's no Target
they
pony.
Have
the, are you talking about the little...
Ain't right
little
here for my ass.
From
yeah.
I got a Gilda, and I got a Wonderbolt.
No way!
And
I
also have Randy Smith and Big Macintosh. And then I have the...
also have the box of like the seven ponies for the rainbow there?
They might. I know I got my... you know, okay, the... What are they called?
Blind bags?
Blind bags. Yeah. From Toys R Us.
Yeah.
Because Toys R Us released a big old pack with all the blind bags in them.
I know.
I went and got that, and me and my friend got it. But they had a sale. Buy one My Little Pony merchandise, get one free. So we're like, $20 down, here's our
two
blind
bags.
It was great. So we got all that shit. So I have like every main character, and now I have all the side, like major side characters from Target.
I got the only ones I need.
I just see my rarity. I'm happy. Of course, I'm a rare fag, so.
I wish Chrysalis was a.
They'll make one.
Well, I want to get into those trading cards.
Oh, yeah.
But are they only available online?
No. You can go to Walmart and get them.
Which Walmart?
At my Walmart, any Walmart. They're right up there underneath the Magic the Gathering cards.
Yep, that's where I go.
They're
like to get my magic.
They're $2
to $3
a piece.
I live right by that Walmart, a 407 24.99. You guys know the place?
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice Walmart.
I'm a destination.
They have no My
it's,
Little Pony shit there.
It's the newest one right by the AMC.
Well,
the one down that way?
Over by,
by Highland Village.
You mean the one up there?
Holy, you live that close?
I live that close.
What the fuck?
I used to terrorize that place. Come on,
I used to terrorize Highland Village.
But
everyone always asks
you terrorize
me,
everywhere.
Well, here's the thing: since I work at Walmart, I know that they're doing mods over at the toy section. I think they're getting ready for new stuff.
Because I go down to the toy section, I always discreetly walk in. I'm just like,
shoot, I busted.
And while I walk in, see, that's the thing though. I'm gonna move my little pop filter right here. The bronies that go on and just make them look even weirder.
Well, you know that's the fandom as a whole. Well, hold on, that's like a fandom thing. You're always gonna have that one guy that's like,
oh my god.
I show him his pony so I can sleep with it in my pants. And you're just like, really, dude?
Yeah, no.
You're like the McDonald's
like, kid. You see, like, the kid, like, I see the pictures, and they're like, I just bought my little pony stuff. And they come in with, like, an armful of the My Little Pony stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm being proud of my fandom. It's like, there's a thing about being proud and being
discreetly
proud.
There's
tact. It's like, Yeah, I mean, a big Doctor Who fan, but I don't kick open like Walmart doors going, "Where's the Doctor Who season 15?
Where's the motherfucking Who?"
Since you're a Who, stupid phone. Since you're a Whovian, why don't you use a sonic screwdriver to get through those doors?
Yeah, see, I don't kick in with my sonic screwdrivers, which
just
I own.
Tearing everything up.
I own a couple of Sonics.
Which is your favorite, though?
See, okay, that's the thing. You're gonna get me all like off topic here.
That's what we do.
Let me start talking about the Doctor Who fandom and why it's broken a little bit.
Uh-huh.
People are obsessed with David Tennant's 10th Doctor, and here's the thing: those people are not Doctor Who fans; they're David Tennant fans. The whole thing with Doctor Who is change and moving on and rebirth. Regeneration, my good sir. You got to move with the fandom.
Undying.
Things change in the goddamn show. Get with it or get out of it.
I will slap your tits and
cross his arms. He's
fit. We're done.
Yeah. I have to agree with you because that was one reason why I love Doctor Who is because when I heard about the whole regeneration thing, I was
Matt Smith
that's fucking amazing.
Brilliant as the 11th Doctor.
I didn't like him at first because when I first saw him, I was like, oh, I know that guy. Oh, I've seen him before. And then I was like, three episodes in, I was like,
the guy is
this works.
His work with charity and the kids and stuff?
Yeah.
I've heard of him.
The guy's great.
Like, only thing I didn't like about, it wasn't him, I just fucking hated River Song.
River Song is a fan fiction character.
I know.
She's a Mary Sue of the world.
Oh, trust me,
Mary Sue of the world. I like that.
And then,
I'm actually Time Lord too! Ooh!
And the Doctor's wife! Amy Pond.
Amy Pond, Rory's awesome. Though.
I fucking love Rory. Absolutely loved him. But it was just his wife that...
Okay, here's the thing, though. With companions and in themselves, people complain about all the different companions. We're going to 10th Doctor territory here. Because someone will always ask me, who's your favorite companion? And I'm like, I really am torn between all of them because I like them all from different aspects. See, I hate them all because of different aspects.
Yeah.
Rose is a Mary Sue... fan fiction character.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
God damn.
God doesn't have the name. He can walk on water.
Brain,
I know who you're talking about.
Martha Jones. She's great, but it's just like they made her really just not likable at different times. Like, really? She's the black one.
What?
Okay, now I know who you're talking about.
Then Don Noble is great too.
I love
Don Noble. But at the same time, she is the most god annoying person on the face of the planet. So it's like, you can't pick a companion and just like them.
Don't let me have Pez. I hate Pez.
It's just, you gotta mix and match them.
Yeah.
What's next on our agenda?
I gotta get going here soon.
Yeah, let's hurry this up.
Let's wrap this
up.
You
wanna just go on to Evil?
No, we gotta get at least.
I don't like schedules.
I know you don't.
Well, the only other thing
they restrict
an hour late for the podcast.
Let's
so
see.
I'm just saying.
Well, I'm never.
It was,
early. Never.
The only other thing was look at season 3, but there's nothing really. New
there's nothing in the
Crystal Ponies. That's all you gotta say.
There are some rumors with that one. Have you seen the Trixie?
Mm-hmm. Trixie Returns.
Trixie Returns, but do you see the art that people think are
yeah
releases?
Yeah.
Where she has like a necklace going on that
yeah
looks like an element of like disharmony or something. John DeLancey's back is what he said he was going to
yeah
be back. So Discord's back.
Did you see the supposed screenshots, or I should say the backgrounds
of all the different torn down the different
I raged at the boutique being boarded.
See,
I
cheered.
See, I told my friend, I go, this is another friend of mine named John. I have like two friends named John, so like.
Don't worry,
like,
I know four Michaels.
Yeah, see, it works. I was like, John, season 3 is like the season of the bronies, but at the same time, that might hurt the show.
Well, if it doesn't get by season 3, the shows usually fail.
I think that's why season 3 has 12 episodes, is because a lot of the episodes are probably more gearing towards
mm-hmm
the older brony fan base.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, they might want to be spending more money on their stuff because a shorter season you can spend a lot more money on.
True, and that's another thing people don't get. People are like going on and on, why isn't Hasbro like adhering to the brownies? And I know this for I was watching. Do you ever see the licensing guy?
Yeah.
Who did the interviews with
no,
a couple radio
remember
shows? Anyways, this guy is going on about how you don't understand. You got to make your shareholders happy.
Yeah.
You got to make the people above. You got to make the people above you happy, and then keep the people down here happy. And you can't. There's a ratio. There's really. I worked at a movie theater.
Yeah, I'm a fan,
and
but
so,
you're not the most important.
Yeah,
thing.
It's like
people
you're my customer.
Money are important
but
thing.
I got to keep my boss happy so I can keep doing this for you. So, you know, there's a limit of where you're going to learn that, hey, look, I can only do so much. I can only put so much into it. If you're not happy, I'm sorry, you know. And it sucks to say it like that. It does, because, you know.
And I was talking to you about that earlier. I said it seems to me like a lot of the bronies, this is just my opinion, just kind of looking at it, this is their first real fandom.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they feel entitled. And
they're like, this is mine. I got this. This is my fandom. Nobody else can.
Like, this is why I really think you need to have a brony etiquette panel and bring it up again.
Yeah,
you got to let... Little kids are a fan of the show, too. You're not just the only fan here. I mean, don't sit there and go like, I'm going to win this show because I love Rarity. I mean...
Yeah. How did you know I was doing that?
Little 8-year-old Sally may be a big Rarity fan, and she's the show's demographic, you know?
Yeah, and what sucks is...
You sick bastard.
You asshole!
I can't help
it's,
it.
It's hard
I want to fuck that pony ass.
Sally, no!
I said he said that in Sally voice. Oh, my God. Or 8-year-old's going to. Jeez.
I forgot what I was saying, but it was on the lines of...
Fucking ponies?
Going too far.
Fucking ponies.
Not like that. Not like that. But more so like knowing when to have, again, revert back to it, because one of the most important ideals and abilities you could have is tact.
True.
Learn when to go, I've got all this shit. This little girl has maybe 2, but she watches the show religiously. She DVRs it just
have
like you do.
Have you seen the real shitty thing when they had the blind bags for the first time and people were finding out bronies were opening a blind bag and just leaving them because it's not the pony they wanted?
Yeah, and
like,
you know,
what the fuck, bronies?
There's... I'm a part of probably the worst fandom ever in the world. It's the furry fandom. I'm a furry.
If you're a brony, you're a furry.
Yeah, you're a subculture. It's actually what it's been delegated to. You're a subculture.
Of the furries.
Yeah, you're a sub... You're a
it's
sub-furry.
Straight up, if you deny it, you're just denying yourself who you really are.
And that's... I mean, I've accepted that. They know it. They know I'm horrible. But there's a limit. I know when to step
you're
back.
You're not horrible if you're a furry. I have good
No, but I'm on the bad side. I wallow in it, you know.
Yiff in hell, fur fag.
Oh, yes, I will.
But that's the thing. It's... We're just kind of going all over the board here. If you're a brony... You're part of the furry fandom.
Yeah.
Have some etiquette, have some class, love and tolerate. God damn it, you bastards, you sick freaks.
Well, see, the thing about love and tolerate is I don't like how everybody is like, oh, now we should do this, because not only does the show get us and make us feel better, but we understand it in the show.
This is bashed on the bronies day.
These.
That's pretty much all bronies. Well,
it's been built up after he's heard me yell about it. I've talked about it to him. It's a state fucking human set. You've got to understand that it comes with being a human. You've got to love and understand people. That's why, you know, look at all the great people in the past. You know, Martin Luther King, all those people that help. You got to understand that. I can't even really explain it because
I'm
so
frustrated. Let me point out
something
real quick. You just said fucking human. I think that's the first time a Brony podcast has ever had those two words next to each other.
No, that's been said before.
That's funny.
On a Brony podcast?
Awesome.
Yes.
Right. Anyways, let's go into evil real quick.
Okay, now this is where it's fun.
Someone just sent me a tweeter. By the way, I'm just going to go on. I get so many different tweets from people going, hey, Ben Mickey, check out my show and tell me what you think. I don't have a lot of time in the world.
That right there is like YouTube comments saying, hey, I don't want to bug you, but you should go check out my channel. It's really cool.
No. Trust me. I mean, I don't mind helping out fans if they message me and stuff, but it's like, come on,
20,000 messages
I work,
is enough.
I work 30 hours. I work well over 40 hours a week. Yeah. I think when I clocked about 100 hours a couple weeks ago and stuff. Well, dude, I mean, I'm a video editor, so it's... What I do is...
It comes with territory.
I literally have spent sleepless nights because I have to get work done. Yeah. And it sucks, but I love my job at the same time. I work a lot. But when I get messages from people, check out my stuff, I'm like, I'll try to make time for
you. I'm busy video editing.
You.
I can't, but
and
I'll do it when I get a chance.
And I know my friends do that too. Like, I'm friends with Ego Raptor and stuff, and he gets messaged a lot.
He's
with,
cool.
Like, check out my shit! Check out my animation.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, cool, but I'm kind of trying to get my animation done too.
Yeah, that takes time.
Shame on you fans for trying to talk to us. Shame on you. I'm just kidding.
Look at us.
We're all right, cool. Do your thing. Do your thing. Okay, here we go. Okay. Be more assertive. Go.
Come on. Do it. Shut up.
Come on, Pizza Dash. See? Hit me.
Shush. I don't want to hit you.
Hit me. Oh, not me.
Oh, sorry. I got confused.
Let's do this. So much going on. 1, 2, 3, go.
And now it's time for Every Brony is Lemons, otherwise known as Evil.
Evil.
Yes.
Now I get it. I thought you were saying evil.
Nope, evil.
All right, we got a lot here, so we'll just go through a couple each. Numbers 1 through 12, Dallas, pick what? A number.
5.
5.
Who are you asking? Are you asking me or are you asking them?
Dallas first and then you. Then.
Okay.
Going around then.
Number 5, Dallas chooses. If you could ask Lauren Faust any question, what would it be?
What made you want to believe in the ponies and actually start creating them? What lessons did you want to show?
Oh, blame wow,
I can answer that, too, because I can answer that right now. She was into the show, and she was a little girl, and she wanted to bring it back.
But I want a more personal thank you, Lauren. Interview I with appreciate her.
You. Oh, my God, we got Lauren Faust here. We're awesome.
Hey, Big Mickey takes off his mask, he reveals Lauren Faust.
Oh, God. Let's do this.
All right, pick a number.
13.
We don't have a 13. We're through 12.
No. God damn it, give me a 13.
Get it one. He went one over.
Give me a question. I don't want to pick one. You give me one.
Who of the main six would you like to see cast as a Batman villain?
Ooh. Now he's like, whoa.
Well, I mean, I guess Pinkie Pie. She's my favorite. I mean, I've seen how the different archetypes of them all. Yeah. Pinkie Pie's like the Joker at some different times. Or you can see her as Harley Quinn. You can also see Rarity as Catwoman. People bring that
or the Riddler.
Up
a lot.
Trixie, people bring up as the Riddler.
See, okay,
I've seen that as the fan, like as the fandom as
Applejack would be.
But I like Pinkie Pie. She's my favorite, so we'll just go Pinkie Pie. Is
okay.
1 through 12, not 2 or 5.
No, give him one.
Just give him
a better. That's a better.
Give
one.
Him one.
Okay, who would win more Olympic medals, Applejack, Rainbow Dash, or Pinkie Pie?
Pinkie Pie.
shit, no matter which one I choose, he's gonna like. It'll be Applejack.
Yeah.
What depends? What kind of Olympic medals are we looking at here? Let me see this real quick.
Are they covered with chocolate?
100-meter dash, I guess. I mean, you're looking at that.
What would you major in if you attended Arizona State College, Pizza Dash?
Oh, well, I don't have to answer my own question. I would answer in Ponynomics.
Ponynomics? Alright.
That's not a real thing.
It's not a real thing.
You made that up.
But it's not a real college.
True.
We all lives. Got accepted.
Okay, Dallas. Big Mac is revealed to be a long-lost descendant of royalty and is the new king of England. What do you think is his first act?
Yep.
To
eat apples.
Eat some motherfucking apples.
Let change, them eat apples.
Change all the dietary foods apples. And all yep. the food
I declare him
to apples.
An outlaw!
Off with his head!
Fucking hate that movie.
All right, 8-Bit. What's the
eight
most... 8-Bit.
8-Bit.
Sound
like Dick for saying my name wrong.
Eight Dick.
Eight
Dick Mickey.
Nah, I've already had that before. Someone's already drawn something of that before.
Oh my God, you're serious?
I've seen it.
Well, that's actually kind of funny. It goes with this question a little bit. What's the most absurd pony-related fanfiction you've ever heard of?
Oh God, don't get me started.
I can say one.
I've read a lot of them. My favorite one, and I'll bring it up. It's the worst. It's the most poorly written fan fiction I've ever read. It's like...
Animal Husbandry.
No. It's literally... I forget the title. God damn it, I wish I remember this title. The 16-year-old kid, it's like a 16-year-old kid wrote a fan fiction. It's like, Clarence was so cool in college, and all his teachers hated him because he was so smart, and his family hated him, too, because he was so good. Yeah, he didn't care. Then he just... Then it's like he goes into the pony world, and he fucks cheerily. And it's like the worst written thing ever.
I know what you're talking
it's
about.
I went on tangents about this thing because yes. It's so poorly written. It's like literally written like, and then he saw adult ponies making fun of a little foal, and he comes over and he kicks their ass. He's like, yep. Say that again, and I'll tear off your head.
Yep.
It's like the worst.
It's written. Basically it's basically the kid took all of his problems.
And shoved him into the pony fiction. It is the worst thing ever.
Let's take all my problems and push them off a cliff. Oh, God.
I've read all the bad fan fictions, like, the Rainbow Factory.
I love it.
They're not really that bad.
I love the Rainbow Factory.
And if you freak out over shock value, get off my internet, because I'm a frequent B-tard for the past 9 years.
High five.
I've seen shit that will make your toenails curl.
And
literally.
I've done shit. I was in the army, so
Okay, this kid is crazy. Okay, we're not talking to him right now. I'm just saying, if you really freak out over cupcakes...
Yeah, really.
Get off the internet or just get on it, lurk more posts less, you fucking new fag.
Get your panties out of your ass, clean the sand out your vagina, and then go sit in the corner.
I love poorly written fanfics. Like, just shit written fanfics.
You want a good one to read, though? Transcend.
Transcend.
Transcend by Anonymous Brony. It's after Chrysalis gets beat by Celestia, she wakes up in the forest.
I think I read part of it, and he, like, she meets Elaine and Pauline.
You need to finish that. It's amazing.
All right, I need to read
it. In the dark skies.
But you just get so many people.
Stop trying to suck Melho's dick.
You get so many people who write fanfics who just.
Yeah.
They write it, they're poorly written. And I love it. Like, high school written level. And I just love it because it starts off with talking about how Zach is a total badass and he's smarter than all his
teachers. He can fly faster than Rainbow Dash.
Everyone hates him because he's smarter than him. Mary Sue's. I think I did a video on Mary Sue's once about, like, the whole culture of Mary Sue's.
Yeah.
And they are glorious to read about if you want a good laugh.
Yeah.
But if you ever really want a good read, do not touch Mary Sue's.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry. I kind of
That's good. We love it.
All right, Jehoof. Will there ever be an evil alliance in My Little Pony Friendship is Magic?
I can dream.
Nice. Come on, dude.
There is going to be one.
Okay, good.
Okay. Dallas.
Fire away.
Where did Cadence and Shining Armor go for their honeymoon?
They went to
Manhattan.
No, they went to Maribu.
Maribu. Maribu. Ah, that's okay.
On their giant ass yacht.
That was just painful.
And had sex
all day long. Fancy Pants has a giant ass yacht. Thank you very much.
All right, 8-bit. Who should replace Celestia when she decides to retire?
I'm gonna go with Winona.
Yes.
Just throw that out there.
Bam. Really? You want to kill everyone?
Yes, okay. My lord. just pick an answer no one would expect. We'll go with that. Because otherwise, I mean...
It's Twilight Sparkle is what I'd say.
No one cares what you say.
Your opinion is not wanted.
My vote is for Winona. Okay. Where's Tank?
In your ass.
Rainbow Dash actually forgot about the whole not cloud walking thing and just
dropped him off. Turtle soup, anyone?
Tortoise.
The fan with that is actually he's living with Fluttershy.
That wouldn't surprise me.
She's taking.
I could see that, and then she just comes and plays.
Well, Tank's so badass.
Like a bad mom.
Yeah.
She just comes over to hang out with him and leaves
on her weekend. I want the kid this weekend.
When she's drunk and like trying to pick up a guy.
No, Mom.
Maybe drink 151. Do it.
All right, let's go on.
Yeah, go on. Right.
Childhood
night. Last question, and this is one that everyone can answer.
All right, you want to go in order?
It's not like it, you know, we haven't been answering. Yeah,
I'll say, not like you haven't been doing anyways.
We always do.
All right, Dallas. What was the best moment of the series so far, in your opinion?
Best moment of the series?
When it was over. Ow! Okay, well, no, I'm just kidding.
My favorite moment of the whole series is when Applejack's basically like, "Dear Princess Celestia, I didn't learn shit. I got my friends with me, and they'll do anything I want anytime, so fuck you." Signed, Applejack. Hey, Appaloosa! That.
Favorite part of the series? Come back to me. You go.
Well, it's honestly anything Rarity related, but a specific one.
Rarity's crazy face. You loved it.
Oh, God.
I will destroy
that, and whenever she caught the bouquet, that crazy face. But in all honesty, my favorite part is all of Lesson Zero, because that's
an all-time
favorite episodes.
As far as the specific just part,
yeah, just like the moment.
I love the moment when Cadence and Shining Armor.
Chrysalis,
that music. That
you've already gone. I get to go.
No, I know what you're going to say, but don't you say her name, or I will punch you in the dick.
Say Malarsala?
Malarsala,
okay. Listen, we showed him the episode when it came out. And
Mine, real quick. Is This Day is Aria. That whole song.
When Chrysalis, when Cadence transformed from Cadence to Chrysalis, that tops Applejack for me. Because that was a moment that I went,
I got video of it too.
What the fuck? And this awesome pony just showed up.
He started calling her Maleficent because of that looking like green fire that whenever she was transforming. And she sang.
And she's like Ursula because she's, you know, trying to steal the love's heart.
That just makes me think of my favorite thing is when it goes, she sends Twilight through a portal to hell, and it's like, my little pony. It just like cuts from that.
It's
like,
my little pony.
Next week, Twilight in hell.
Yeah.
All right, we should go and wrap this up. So
I gotta head out.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, we are the Rowdy Rough Bronies. I'm Lone Star.
I'm Pizza Dash.
I'm Jay Hoof.
And I've been 8-Bit Mickey.
Thank you, Ben.
Bye bye.
Deuces.